Stage 2 brought 99 miles on the road and a bit less climbing than the opening day's route over Lizard Head Pass, but still potentially a tough day. It was sunny and warm in Montrose on Tuesday morning, with a slight haze on the horizon. Fans gathered outside the bus for Team Garmin-Sharp Barracuda, where Fort Lewis graduate Tom Danielson was signing autographs.
Thanks, Tom.
Good luck, man.
Thanks.
Go.
Good luck today,
Danielson struggled with injuries earlier this summer, separating his shoulder twice in the Tour de France. Now, he's feeling confident about the day ahead after testing his legs and his body on Monday.
You know, we'll kind of look at the race and assess it. Obviously, there's a short climb in the end and, you know, it could be critical. So just try to be up there in the end and be attentive in the beginning and have fun.
Quick photo, Tommy.
A little ways away, racers formally signed in for the day's contest, and announcers discussed why 7 riders had already dropped out.
A lot of times it's an illness that's being passed around the peloton, maybe food poisoning, where they're all staying at the same hotel. But here, each rider had their own ailment. Well, you know, there's a knee problem, there was a stomach issue, there was a bike issue. And those riders just not able to hang, and they did have to withdraw.
Last year, about a third of all racers didn't finish the event, mainly because it was so challenging. 2 of the last riders to check in Tuesday morning were both from Boulder, cyclist Taylor Finney and TJ Van Garderen. Finney is something of a purebred cyclist, both parents having won Olympic medals in the sport. As for Van Garderen, he placed 5th in the Tour de France in July, the best of any American this year. And he was thinking about that 2-mile climb up to Mount Crested Butte at the end of the day.
It's a tough, punchy finish, and it's not one of those 20K climbs where if you start in the back, you can kind of pick your way to the front. You need to either start at the front or you're done.
Van Garderen raced that stretch in the Pro Challenge last year, so he had experience to draw on. Levi Leipheimer took the lead at that point in the race and ended up winning overall several days later.
Well, TJ marks the final rider to sign in here at the Exergy sign-in stage. We are just outside of 10 minutes to the start of Stage 2 here at Montrose.
As the countdown began for beginning Stage 2, folks were scattered along the route through Montrose. Further east, there were small groups of more casual bike riders headed for Gunnison. And once the race started, it was even on the radio.
We had so many bikers flying out of here. And man, when they hit Main Street, they're zipping by. These guys aren't messing around. Although, I bet you the route to Gunnison and up to Crested Butte slows them down a bit. What do you think? Anyway,
Well, it didn't much. In practically a matter of minutes, a group of riders zoomed ahead of the peloton, and the pace didn't let up all the way to Gunnison, where everyone took a left towards Mount Crested Butte. Now, racers for Garmin-Sharp Barracuda dominated on day one, but Team BMC out of Switzerland also has lots of talent, and they showed it yesterday, making sure Garmin-Sharp cyclists didn't get too far ahead. Then came that final 2 miles. Different riders took turns exploding uphill, only to be passed by the next one. At the very end, BMC rider TJ Van Garderen seemingly came out of nowhere, winning the stage and taking the overall lead. Turns out Van Garderen took his own advice. He stayed near the front, leading up to that last climb, and then fought his way to the lead. At the finish line were Crested Butte resident Tom Garrett and his family.
I think this is going to be his tour. I'd bet money on it.
It was also thrilling for former Durango residents Pam and Oliver Pepper.
Well, it's great to be out here and feel them go by and hear all the crowd participate and really be behind them.
Today's stage of the USA Pro Challenge is likely to be what some call a sufferfest. Winding from Gunnison to Aspen, riders will tackle 2 mountain passes over 12,000 feet, one of them on dirt. Oh, and did I mention the weather looks bad? For KSUT Public Radio, I'm Elise Thatcher.